Hey, babe. I know you said you had meetings all day, but I wanted this to be waiting for you when you got back to the room. I miss you so much. You know, as much as these trips suck, they do give me a chance to exercise my imagination. And you too. You better come home with all kinds of ideas for me. I'm just lying in bed, down in my panties and nothing else, and thinking about last night. I've been thinking about last night all day. I love that after all these years, you still have the power to surprise me. Isn't that something? We really are so lucky, aren't we, babe? You know, I considered pulling out the vibrator right from the jump, but I actually have a surprise for you, too. But wait, there's a story first, okay? Well, I saw him earlier today, right after you left. I think you're right. I think he is home for the whole summer. He doesn't seem to have a job or anything. And if the gods are kind, Mom and Dad won't make him get one. I keep thinking of that poor thing, all alone in that big house while his parents are at work. He must be so bored, so lonely. I bet he gets laid all the time back at school. This must really feel like a desert. But then again, maybe not. He seems like kind of the quiet, reserved type. Doesn't really know what a morsel he is. But I do. And you do too, don't you, babe? Oh, it's always so awkward when I see, what's her face? The mom? Like, in the driveway or even at the supermarket. I have to make stupid small talk with her. And all the time, I'm just thinking about how much I want to fuck her son. And how badly I want my husband to watch me. To watch us. Are you really sure you would like that, baby? I mean, I know we've talked about it forever. And we always said that we were just waiting for the right find. But do you really want it? It's a lot. It's a big step. I've thought about it a lot, too. Is it just a fantasy, or do I want it to be real? I was thinking just that this morning. You can't blame me, though, after last night. What you said? I'm never going to forget that. I was still in the kitchen. Still in my bathrobe, sipping coffee. You were probably still on your way to the airport. And I saw the dad's car leave first, and then the mom's. And then he came outside to mow the lawn. I've never really watched a man mow the lawn. Besides you, of course. And, I like it. It's such a sublimely stereotypical male activity. And to see this 20, 21-year-old boy, man, pushing that machine back and forth on the long rows, sweating in the morning sun. Oh, God. It really worked for me, babe. And, you know, just one of those activities that makes any man look strong. Responsible. And the way he'd set his brow like that, concentrating so hard on getting the long, neat rows. And you're not gonna believe this, but he was actually, and he was just wearing gym shorts and this ratty old t-shirt. And I thought it was just adorable that he seemed to be too shy to go without a shirt, even on such a blisteringly hot day. And so, when he seemed to be about done, I opened the door and went out on the porch with my coffee, and I made sure he saw me. And I asked if he maybe wanted some coffee or a glass of water. And I could see right away that he was intrigued. All that built-up tension and frustration all seemed to be coming to a head just with one look. And, And he came over. And he made a very sweet, very innocent introduction and said he wouldn't be able to stay long. And I said, oh, of course not, honey, of course not. Come in, come in. I swear, babe, I wasn't intending to do anything, not without you there, but it turns out I just couldn't wait. You know what I was wearing. I was wearing it when you left. My short blue and white robe. The same one I wore when you fucked me last night. He could probably smell you on it, actually. And all it took was one glance. Hell, to be too long. And he knew exactly what I wanted. Even as shy, as innocent as he is. He got there very quickly. I mean, I was sitting on the edge of the kitchen table with my knees spread a bit and no panties on under the robe. So yeah, he got there pretty quick. And I could see that he was unsure. He almost looked like he thought he was being set up or something, but it became pretty rapidly clear what I wanted him to do. And I'm so sorry I didn't wait for you, but can you really blame me? After all, the reason I really wanted to do it so that I could tell you about it. Thinking about him now. About his cock. Oh my God, babe, it's just like you thought. He must be eight and a half inches, I don't know. It doesn't really matter. He was big. And he kind of just stood in front of me nervously, and I wrapped my legs around him and guided him the whole way, and oh, fuck. I didn't let him inside me at first. I just used his cock to get wet. Oh, rubbing the tip of it right against my clit like that. Oh. And then I lay back on the kitchen table and just let him him start to plow me right there in our kitchen. When you get back, you'll see the kitchen floor is a little scratched up. That's why. And, oh my God, he asked me how it felt, and he apologized. He said he didn't have a lot of experience, and I just thought that was so fucking cute. Oh, and I told him it was amazing. And it was. Oh, not just him and his cock and his, oh, adorable, handsome face watching me so bewildered and, oh, fucking transfixed, fuck, God, but just thinking about you and everything you said to me last night and how you've been wanting this for so long and, and how you just want to watch him Oh, fuck me like I've... Oh, like I've never been fucked before. Oh, he will, baby. Oh, fuck, I told him. I told him that you wanted to watch us, and... I think he thought I was kidding at first, but... Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. I think we'll have no trouble getting him back over. Ah. I'm close, but I don't want to come yet, baby. Oh, he made me come there on the kitchen table like that. He didn't come inside me. I couldn't let him do that without you there, but... After he made me come, I took him in my mouth and swallowed it. Oh, I honestly thought he was gonna pass out. And when I asked him if he wanted to go home, he said he wanted to fuck me in our bed. And honestly, I was shocked because it showed, like, some kind of psychic connection between you two. Almost like this is really meant to be. And so I brought him upstairs to our bed. I made him get me off with his mouth. And I honestly don't think he'd ever done that before. I had to help him a little bit, but... oh my God, it was... Oh, when it worked, it was... it was incredible. And by the time I came, he was hard again, and... I got on all fours, and... let him fuck me in front of the mirror. And then I couldn't get this image out of my head. I saw him standing behind me against our front window with my robe pulled down and my tits out and him fucking me like that. With my hands pressed up against the glass and both of us standing and I pictured you down in our front yard mowing the lawn. And the window open and you just listening to the whole fucking thing. And knowing what he was doing and that he was gonna make me come so fucking hard for you to hear and... Oh, baby, I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come for you. Oh, my God. Oh, fuck. Oh. Oh God, I miss you so much. How did that sound to you? What do you think, babe? Was I telling the truth, or was I just enjoying a fantasy? I guess you'll have to wait until you get home to find out. But, I don't think that boy's going anywhere. Oh, after you listen to this, please call me. Oh, I want to hear you come tonight before you go to bed. Oh, I bet you could make me come again, too. I know you could. You've never fucked me up against our front window, have you, babe? We should definitely try that when you get home. Especially if that boy is mowing the lawn across the street. We should hire him to mow our lawn. He probably could use some money. And who knows? Maybe that's the perfect way to make it happen. For real. Please, please call me, babe. I love you so much. And, whatever you get up to tonight, be safe, okay? I'll be here. I love you. Bye.